that cleverness must be the greatest obstacle a man can possibly have in his way upward in the world. One never sees really clever people in positions of trust, never wildly influential or deeply rooted. Look, for instance, at the Royal Academy, at the judges, at... But there, the very idea of cleverness is an all-round readiness and looseness that is the very negation of stability. Whenever Crichton has been particularly exasperating, getting himself appreciated in a new quarter or rising above his former successes, I find some consolation in thinking of my uncle Augustus. He was the glory of our family. Even Aunt Charlotte's voice drooped a little in the mention of his name. He was conspicuous for an imposing and even colossal stupidity. He rose to eminence through it, and, what is more, to wealth and influence. He was as reliable as unlikely to alter his precise position or do anything expected as the pyramids of Egypt. I do not know any topic upon which he was not absolutely uninformed.